helmets today. We had a walkthrough last night, so we watched some tape, and then we kind of had to split it up, review the game, and then also preview Atlanta. Had a quick walkthrough, came back today in helmets, and just trying to catch up, kind of a couple days combined for practice. We did talk to Luke and Beecham, and we've sided with Luke at guard and Beecham at left tackle, so that decision was made. Had conversations with both. It was great. And maybe didn't the competition didn't come out, like, you know, where it was right from the start because of Beecham's number of reps that he got. So it went about a little bit different way, but really appreciate Luke, how he competed at guard and tackle. He improved at both areas. We felt like he did a really good job with Beecham, you know, his body of work that he's had, and as well as what he's shown to us in camp. So it's always with what we think is what's best for the organization. Obviously, they're both very strong competitors, but they were great. They were great about it. And, you know, they know we're going to do what's best for the team, and that we'll proceed from there.
Do either of those two play Thursday night?
No.
Is there a concern that Luke just hasn't had a lot of reps inside before Green Bay?
Well, I think that, you want to get as much time with those two guys together, you know, just for that chemistry. So that's right. Now we got 2 weeks to really work on it. They did it today, and we'll continue to go with that.
Would you make it down on tape
the other night? Good. You know, I think with Luke, if let's talk about him first. I think his body of work, what we've seen him at that position, pretty good. There's plays here and there, that you look at. But going into it, we just think that he's got a high, high upside at guard. And for us, we've got a guard that's playing very well, and a guy that he's improved that tackle versus where he was last year. For us, selfishly speaking, pretty good deal. You know, a guard and another left tackle for us. And with Beecham, good. He only played 23 plays, but kind of what we thought we'd see. You know, did a good job and had no issues.
Is Joko your backup left tackle?
We'll talk more about that, but if something would happen, you know, for C, you know, that's how we'd look at it right now.
What do you see in the upside with Luke at guard? Like, what – can you explain the upside?
Yeah, you know what? It's, you know, the shorter area, the space is more confined. And, like I said, he played better at left tackle too, but some of the, you know, the space issues, I thought he improved. But those aren't as evident when you're playing as guard, so it really plays to his strengths.
Do you think he's better against power than speed?
I think he's, I think, you know, when you have speed and power with space, you know, at left tackle, that was some of the things last year that we saw. But again, I think he improved in that area where we felt good. He really did. I give him credit as far as, boy, left guard, he really elevated himself. And I cannot argue. That's what I told him. I can't argue the fact that you're playing left tackle better than last year. You did. I can't argue the fact that this was a competition back and forth. That's not accurate because, you know, Beecham wasn't playing much in training camp. It was more the body of work that we saw and what was best we felt.
When Joko got in trouble twice against Atkins the other night,
Well, you're right. The first one, when he was at guard, it was a combination. He got on his heels a little bit, but he stepped on I think it was Linder's foot. So, you know, not to make excuses, you got to, you know, hold your ground. You know, you got to make plays. So, you know, that one was that one. And then the other one just on the perimeter when he was the tackle, more the power.
Well, at guard, he lunged at Atkins once.
Yeah, well, usually you might get that right away, and then you drop your hips and sink and hold your ground. And when he went to drop his hips, he was on Linder's foot. You know, so he didn't have a good base, but, you know.
Is that a question of learning the footwork for a guard?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, when we talk about the chemistry, playing next to each other, you know, those things will come. So, I know he feels comfortable at guard. Listen, if you went and asked Luke Joko, he'd say, I want to play left tackle. You know, that's his mindset. He wants to play left tackle, but he's also got the mindset, I understand, and I feel confident at left guard, and I also understand what's best for the team because we've always said we're going to put the best five out there.
Behind them, are you comfortable with what you have in depth?
Yeah, we do. I think that the depth is coming along there. We feel like Shatley really starting to perform pretty well. He had some good plays. We showed him in the team meeting today. So, and Reed, you know, is doing a pretty good job in there too. So we've got some issues. We got some decisions to make. That's why this game you're going to see a lot of those guys play.
Does Brandon Allen start Thursday?
Well, we're going to talk about all the rotations tonight, exactly how we're going to go about doing it, but you'll see him a lot.
What do you want to see from him?
Well, I think, you know, poise, decision making. I mean, timing, accuracy, decision making. You know, all those things that a quarterback makes up a quarterback. He has really good poise. When you're seeing him in practice, and he took a lot of the reps today, he's got really good quarterback traits, really good, as far as how he handles the huddle and leadership qualities. So now putting it together in a game like this, that'd be a great, great thing to see. I don't know. You know, I think that in the back of our mind, you know, there was some things that we thought of. How, you know, when is this going to come back? Is this he's making progress, but how fast a progress? You know, is this going to be something that's going to linger on? And we just felt like, you know, we really need to find out what's going on.
So it could be the nerve again?
I don't know that. Okay. I don't know that.
What's Marone telling you about local kid Rashad Hill?
Those guys are doing good. We talked about the backups and the guys performing. They had a good day, you know, in the game. But he's done a really nice job. I think you see flashes of him. He's big and strong. And, there's a couple of those guys in there. I don't want to mention too many names here, but they're doing pretty good, pretty good.
What did you, or have you had a conversation with your team about the whole national anthem thing and what you expect from that?
No, I have individually, you know, some of the guys. Just it comes up in conversation, but not address it as a team. I think with our team, it's more the communication. They all have their freedoms and things like that, but to communicate and to have good conversation about their thoughts, I think, is important. And with a few of them, some conversation.
So do you anticipate any issues on Thursday?
I do not anticipate any issues.
You mentioned Jokel and Beecham won't play Thursday. Is there anybody of the considered starting 22 who will?
We'll know more tonight. I think, we'll go out and see. I hate to say, this is how it's going to be because we still have today. I need to get the training room report. If anybody became tight or, anything like that would take place. And tomorrow. Now, tomorrow will be a little lighter. That's why I feel like tonight we'll have a better idea.
What was Sheldon Day able to do?
He went through practice. So our hopes is that, his big thing will be conditioning. If he does play, how many plays will he get? He'll be on a play count if he plays. Okay.
What happened with the run defense against the Bengals?
There are some things. We just, we missed some tackles. We had some open shots, where we had some bad leverage. We had 9 missed tackles in the game. So I felt like our tackling wasn't as good as it needed to be. When you get up to that number, it's something that needs to be addressed and talked about. So we had some chances there. And then they did some really good things as far as their good offensive line, good blocking scheme. So I think it really challenged us. Hey, we got to get off blocks a little bit better, use our hands a little bit better. So it was a good thing to see.
You gave Richard Ash a run with the first group.
Yeah.
He
did good. There's a couple times he missed his, got out of his gap responsibility, and there's some runs that, some extended runs. We gave up one extended, one explosive run, and that was, I think, it was a quarterback scramble. So the number of explosive runs was good. We just felt like we could have played better. There's a couple times he's out of his gap, but there's a couple times where he showed his ability, his strain, his ability to get off a block and make a play, and his effort really showed up. So for him, it was good. I'm glad we did it.
One more young guy, Jared Wilson, played. Yeah.
Consistent. He's pretty consistent. He's shown consistency on special teams as well. He's a guy that's playing free safety and strong safety. So we have some different rules for both, so they're not, they're very different. And for him to pick it up like he did, he had a couple bad angles in the game. But he's a guy that can learn from it, and you should not see it again. He'll learn from his mistakes quickly. Really in tune to it. He's really in tune.